Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox, which include how an inspector will decide if City Hall was wrong to say no to flats on a former pub site, and Norwich Market has its youngest trader. But first, warnings that city centre noise rows could hit nighttime venues.
People moving into new city centre flats are being told not to expect the silence of the suburbs. A surge in development, both in new builds and converted blocks, has seen the number of people living in Norwich city centre soar. But it has brought with it noise rows between residents and nighttime venues. Homeowners have hit out at noisy venues, saying they're unable to sleep due to loud music and revellers. It's a balancing act most bar and venue owners have to consider, how to draw customers in and keep the neighbourhood happy. Noise disputes are not new, but the rapid growth in the number of city centre dwellers can create strained relationships with local businesses. While proximity to shops, bars and restaurants may be enticing, late night noise from venues and revellers can quickly become a headache. Richard Vivian, who runs noise consultancy Big Sky Acoustics, said issues had in the past been raised by permitted development rights, which allow a certain amount of work to go ahead without a formal planning application. It means former offices, for example, can become flats without having to go through the usual considerations. In 2016, the laws were tweaked to require councils to consider noise impacts on new residents from existing businesses.
Time is running out for people to have their say over near £1 million project, which would see changes made to another part of Norwich city centre. Transport for Norwich wants to spend just over £900,000 of £6 million awarded by the Department of Transport through the Transforming Cities scheme on a shake-up of the London Street Bank Plain part of the city. Officers at Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council say the scheme aims to create a clearer pedestrian route between Prince of Wales Road and London Street via Bank Plain, while also improving the quality of the public spaces in the area. Proposals include creating new meeting areas in the centre of London Street, where it meets Opie Street, and at the top of the street where it meets Bank Plain. Officers say there would also be improvements to loading and parking facilities and the removal of redundant signs and street furniture. Council bosses say the project would build on work being done in King Street, Rose Lane and Prince of Wales Road.
Concerns for the safety of a member of the public prompted police to close the A47 in both directions near Norwich, causing traffic to come to a standstill for more than 2 hours. Officers were alerted to a person in potential danger close to Broadland Business Park near Postwick. Police were on the scene along with fire crews from Sprowston and Carrow and the ambulance service and urged motorists to avoid the area via a tweet. The road closure caused traffic to come to a standstill for more than 2.5 hours, with tailback stretching 8 miles along the A47 between Trouse and Blowfield. A picture posted on Twitter showed half a dozen people queued outside an ice cream van, which was also stuck in the traffic jam.
These days, they are multimillionaires, but Alan Sugar and Richard Branson had to start somewhere. And just like enterprising 18-year-old Rosie Dearlove, who has just become Norwich Market's youngest stallholder, they began their burgeoning business careers in their teens. Lord Sugar flogged aerials from a van, and Sir Richard sold mail-order records, but Miss Dearlove's passion is vintage clothing. The former Sproston High School and Paston College pupil built up her online Slay Vintage business and has now opened a stall on Norwich Market. She said, "I finished my A-levels at Paston last year and there was a lot of pressure to go to university, but there weren't any courses I really wanted to do. I've always loved vintage clothing and have been going to charity shops for them all my life, so I decided to start selling them online. I've been doing that on Depop and it has been going really well, but I wanted something where I could actually see the people as well. I was looking around, but shop rents were so expensive, and it just made so much sense to do it on Norwich Market, so I took out a lease. Miss Dearlove, who lives in the city, handpicks the vintage clothes which she sells, while she also reworks clothing. She said, "It's become quite a trend, and it's very sustainable and is essentially recycling clothes. Slay Vintage is based at a stall at stall 36 on the market."
The increase in the number of people living in tall buildings in Norwich is creating new challenges for firefighters, but fire chiefs insist they're well equipped to cope with the city's changing skyline. If the Anglia Square development, which is the focus of a planning inquiry, does go ahead, it would include a 20-storey high residential tower block. It comes at a time when offices are increasingly being turned into accommodation, which means more people in Norwich than ever before are living in high-rises. In the aftermath of the tragic blaze at Grenfell Tower in London, where more than 70 people died in a blaze at the 24-storey block, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service carried out assessments of all city buildings of six floors and above. The fire service recently bought a second-hand aerial ladder platform from their counterparts in Essex, but like the current vehicle, that is only able to reach 32 metres, roughly nine stories. However, Greg Preston, Assistant Chief Fire Officer, said, "The aerial ladder platform is a really valuable vehicle to have, but the modern buildings are designed with firefighting lifts, which allow us to get into them. The modern buildings have lobby areas, which mean we can be in there with a bulkhead two floors below where the fire is, and we can fight the fire from in there. That's why building design is so important." Mr. Preston said the fire service had carried out considerable work since the Grenfell tragedy, and buildings were subject to regular inspection visits.
The question of whether new flats can be built on the former site of a Norwich pub is in the hands of a planning inspector. The Shoemaker in Earlham West Centre closed in 2005 and was eventually demolished in 2012. After years of the site becoming a magnet for vandalism and fly-tipping, Norwich City Council agreed 4 years ago to grant Pulham Market-based Manor Lake Properties permission to build student flats on the site. The developer built those flats with a total of 70 bedrooms for students. But on another part of the site, they sought permission from City Hall for a further 18 flats with 23 bedrooms along with a refuse compound. But in September last year, planning officers at City Hall used their power to refuse to grant permission for that part of the scheme. The developer and the council are at odds over the classification of the development. Student halls of residence are known as C2 use, but the council sees what is proposed at Enfield Road site as C3 development, which has certain minimum space requirements and a requirement for affordable housing provision. The planning inspector will make a decision over the scheme in due course.
So what do an art collector, a horse sanctuary and a homewares retailer have in common? They will all be making use of a new business space in Norwich, which is giving small companies the chance to test the water in bricks and mortar. Pop-up Norwich, which has opened in the former Maplin building on Castle Meadow, follows a co-working trend which is expanding from office-based workers to retailers. Spearheaded by the Norwich Business Improvement District, tenants can rent part of the space for as little as a week at below market rates. The new space has given a new lease of life to John Neal's gifts company, Jampot, which will be at the venue next week. The business, run by Mr. Neal and his wife Sam, left its Timber Hill premises in January 2018 to trade online. Horse Sanctuary Red Wings has taken a long-awaited city centre base at Pop-Up Norwich with a 12-week tenancy. Martin Blackwell, head of the operations at Norwich Business Improvement District and a leader of the Pop-Up Norwich project, said, "The idea behind this space is that it's like a department store that changes every week." And that's all from James and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.